Hi there. It's great to meet you. I would be happy to discuss my view on personality development. In many ways, I agree with Dr. Freud's viewpoints, but for some of his thoughts and theories, let's say we don't see eye to eye. Here is what I believe about personality. Personality centers on several different components which have an effect on one another. Let's review each of these components. First, there's the ego. With my analytic model, I believe the ego is the center of our consciousness. This is the part of our personality that is concerned with perceiving, thinking, feeling, and remembering. The ego keeps us aware of ourselves and functioning within the normal activities of our life. Next, we have the attitudes, extroversion and introversion. Much of how we perceive and interact with the world centers are these two opposing factors. We can either channel our psychic energy externally towards the outside world or internally towards the self. Those that are extroverts tend to be more open, more sociable, oriented towards others and the external world as a whole. Those individuals that are introverts may be described as shy and tend to focus on themselves, which includes their own thoughts and feelings. Every individual has the capacity for both of these attitudes, but one tends to be the dominant component within our personality. Another important component to personality is psychological functions. Psychological functions are the different and opposing ways of perceiving the external real world and our own subjective inner world. There are four functions of the psyche: sensing, intuiting, thinking, and feeling. Sensing and intuiting are grouped together as non-rational functions, as both functions do not use the process of reasoning. Whereas thinking and feeling make up the second pair of opposing functions. It is important to note that just as our psyche has elements of extroversion and introversion attitude, we all have the capacity for all of these psychological functions. As with the attitudes, certain functions may be dominant, whereas the other within the pair is submerged within the personal unconscious. In addition, only one pair of the functions can be dominant either with rational or irrational function. Another core component is psychological. Psychological types are based on the interactions of the two attitudes and the four functions that were just described. There are a total of 8 different psychological types, based upon the various combinations of attitudes and the four functions. The personal unconscious is very similar to what Freud referred to as the pre-conscious. This is the reservoir of material that was once in the consciousness but may have been forgotten or suppressed because the information was disturbing or trivial. As individuals file more and more information into the personal unconscious, this information is grouped into complexes. A complex is a core or pattern of emotions, memories, perceptions, and wishes that are organized around a common theme. These complexes may be conscious or unconscious. Now, to the heart of my theory that caused a bit of a stir over the years. The collective unconscious. This is the deepest and least accessible level of the psyche. We were all born with a collective unconscious that contains a set of shared memories and ideas which, universally, everyone can identify with. The collective unconscious contains all of the archetypes. An archetype is the model image of a persona or role that includes the mother figure, a wise old man, and clown, joker, amongst many others. Each figure has their own qualities that serve to define that image. I could talk all day about these archetypes, so please read more of my literature to hear more about them.